Likes, dislikes. No problem. Except if we hold on to them and they become fixed and something solid for us, then we have problems. Likes and dislikes are a perfectly natural functioning of human, being human. Not just humans, all beings have likes and dislikes and act out on them, unfortunately, sometimes, and act out on them fortunately, because it enables them to choose and pick what's healthy for them, what's not, what's dangerous, what's not, and so forth. Just as we clarify in the Heart Sutra, thought, sensation, conception, discrimination, awareness, the five skandhas are exactly empty. Therefore, they can be whatever arises as this moment, and we can be the natural functioning. Because they are, as Dogen says, the deep prajna paramita, as the Heart Sutra says. When Avalokiteshvara practices deep prajna paramita, clarifies that the whole body, the perceiving all the five aggregates are empty. And the five aggregates are another way of saying being human, form, sensation, perception, formations, and consciousness. That's one way that Dogen restates them. These, he says, are prajna in five pieces. Prajna in five pieces. Likes and dislikes, prajna. Except if we hold to them and bang into them and bang into reality when the thought and what's occurring don't match up. The truth is that reality is unencumbered, if I use a fancy word, by our likes and dislikes, by our notions of what we think. And that's what we discover very clearly as we practice. Likes arise, dislikes arise. And as long as they don't blind us, they're just coming and going. But if they blind us, then we get problems from them. Then we build hatred and anger, greed, disappointment, all sorts of troublesome reactions from them. And then we can't do what's called for based on the way reality is this moment. Based on what cause and effect manifests as our life. When Dogen cites Ruijing, his teacher, also known as Tendo Nyojo, he says, he stated, or wrote actually, yeah, he said it and then he wrote it. He said, "My former master, the old Buddha, said, it's the whole body like a mouth hanging in empty space. Without asking if the winds are from the north, south, east, or west, equally for them, it talks of prajna. It expresses prajna. It makes clear prajna. Ding, 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 ding." That's equally is when likes come, those arise. When dislikes come, those arise. And then what's the skillful thing to do so that we're not blinded by the likes and dislikes? Otherwise, if I follow my likes, I see something in the store, I walk in and grab it, but I don't have the money for it. We're blinded by it and we get into trouble. And all sorts of other ways that you can see this. We can see it sitting upright. One of the first things that happens when we sit is we notice how thoughts, likes, dislikes arise and pass and tangled in them, whether they arise and pass when we're still and present, or whether they arise and pass when we're chattering, when we're going through our daily activities. Equally for all is what Dogen says. Equally for all, the body that hangs in empty space, that is our life, doesn't ask where the wind comes from. It's all opportunities to manifest this emptiness of prajna, that is who we are, which means not getting caught in what we like versus what we don't like, but taking care of likes and dislikes in accord with what's needed. Because these dharmas are exactly our life, arising, passing, or if we want to use fancy words, empty of fixed permanent self, empty of a basis to hold on to what we like or dislike, but simply to be able to say, thanks for everything, and not get caught up in complaints about how it is. Then we could appreciate that this universe as it is our opportunity to attend as best we can to the circumstances. So Dogen says in a fascicle titled Shinjin Gakudo, which is studying the way with body, mind, that is to be this, being body, embodied, being mind, noticing thoughts. Joko doesn't mean when she says noticing thoughts and being experiencing that we should judge our thoughts, believe, disbelieve, try to control them, but simply notice them arising as we sit and notice them occurring throughout our life, and then clarifying how to respond. And the most simple is to, as I said last week, be gratitude, thanks. Thanks for everything. And notice what's skillful, especially in the face of complaints about what I don't like, complaints about the likes that aren't being fulfilled. Studying the way with body, as Dogen says, is being zazen. Being zazen when we're sitting, being zazen in our life, which means being present, being experiencing, being noticing thoughts, beliefs as they come up and seeing what's skillful to do with them. This is our opportunity. So we all are fortunate to have this opportunity of life practice to be the prajna, wisdom, the wisdom of emptiness, which is the wisdom of being exactly the way it is right now. Thank you.